Welcome to the Spiritual Artist Podcast. This is Chris Miller. I invite you to join me as I interview artists from a variety of disciplines. We'll share powerful stories and lessons learned while making their art. Good day, spiritual artists. This is Chris Miller. I am sitting in my studio. It's evening. The light is beautiful. It's just setting and coming in. And as always, when I'm working on something in the studio, I always get inspired with a message that I'd like to share with you. So the message today is, interestingly enough, a little about being vulnerable. And so I'm going to share some things. The last year or so has been kind of challenging for me with my business. I decided to close down my Rainmaker business and start entering another phase of my life. And I went to lunch with a friend, gosh, this summer, and she said something that really moved me, and I wanted to share it with you. I was telling her about the situation, how I didn't really know what to do right now. For the first time in my life, because I'm always one of those guys that has a to-do list, an action item list, for the first time in my life, I really didn't know what to do. And that happens all the time. For example, while I'm working on this painting, I've hit a stopping point here. I'm not quite sure what the next move is. Well, this happens in life too. And so I was telling her that and she said, oh, you're in the hallway. And I said, what do you mean by the hallway? And she said, you're in the hallway right now. You don't really know where you're going, what door to enter, what room to go into. It's okay. Just be there. Be in the hallway. I had never heard that metaphor before, and since then I'm finding that there's actually a book about it and there's information out there. But the point is, there are times in our life when we feel like we're in the hallway. We don't really know what to do next. We're not sure where we want to go. It could be because of a situation that was traumatic in our lives. It just could be a change in our life, something in our age. It could be any number of things. But it's a normal process to just kind of sometimes stop and let yourself be in the hallway. So as you go into your art studio this week, I want you to be aware of that and give yourself permission to stop. I know that sounds really odd, but if you're painting and you're not inspired and you don't know what to do, some people would say push through it, but I'm going to say to just sit still and let yourself be in the hallway. It's okay. Sometimes the answer takes time to come to you. And sometimes you're going to be in the hallway for a while. And only when we rest in the hallway do we hear divine inspiration, when we're ready. And sometimes that involves periods of rest, periods of taking it easy, that type of thing, just letting it come to you, relaxing into it. So let yourself do that in the painting studio. And if you don't feel inspired, lean back. Take a few moments and ground yourself. I teach this as an important lesson, and ground yourself can be just get quiet and get present and focus on one thing and calm your mind down and just let yourself be in the hallway. Now, something to share with you that I thought is a really good practice. I want to share this book that I'm reading right now. Actually, I'm finished it. Lama Sera Das, I hope I pronounced that right. Letting Go of the Person You Used to Be. This book was written several years ago by the best-selling author of Awakening the Buddha Within, and it's about lessons on change, loss, and spiritual transformation. I'm not giving a whole book review here, but there was a wonderful exercise in the book, and I wanted to share it with you because it's something that I have a habit of doing. What he asks you to do is he asks you to choose your personal mindfulness bell. So this is a way to get mindful during the day if you're feeling confused, if you don't know what to do next, but to learn to practice being mindful. It's just like I said in the studio, if you feel like you don't know what to do next, sometimes it's a message to just be mindful. If you're running around in your office and you're not sure, you're overwhelmed, slow down, stop. What he's saying is choose something, whether it's a sound, a visual element, a word, something that you hear, not every day, but maybe every day or once in a while, a common sound, and use that to practice stopping and getting mindful. So he recommends the meow of a cat, the barking of a dog, the honking of a car horn, something like that. Funny thing is, what my symbol is when I do yoga, my yoga instructor, every time we would hear a emergency vehicle fly by, she asked us to stop and say a little prayer for that person, whoever that vehicle is going to. And for me, every time I hear a police car or an ambulance, I stop my mind and I just send out a little prayer of love for whoever that car is heading for or to help. And in that sense, sending out love, being quiet, that's my mindfulness practice. And it happens at any given time. Sometimes in the weirdest situations, if I'm talking to someone in the car and we're driving down the street, or if I'm having an argument with someone in the car, or whatever you say, that's the funny thing about this. Mindfulness helps you wherever you are. So I'm giving you two little lessons here today. Today and this week, just let yourself be in the hallway if that's how you're feeling. It has been a rough couple years with COVID. People have had to change their jobs, their relationships have changed, where they live, their income, everything. It has changed everything, their health, their well-being. It has been a challenging time, and it's okay. It's okay to just be still. Just be still. Now, the second lesson for you is to choose a mindfulness element, something in your life. Maybe every time you see a butterfly, every time you see a car, a red car, anything you want, pick some symbol. And this week, every time you see one, and guess what? You're going to see it all the time or hear it all the time, because that's how this works. I want you to just take a deep breath, relax into where you are. There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to rush to. Everything is good and pure and right. And right now, just be in this present moment. So with that in mind, I wish you a great week. I hope you set what Lama Surya Das calls a mindfulness bell, some symbol in life that will make you take a moment this week and practice. And you never know, you might actually keep this mindfulness bell at hand for the rest of your life. Anyway, you have a great day, and thank you for being a spiritual artist. Don't forget to subscribe to me on YouTube for more updates like this. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Spiritual Artist Podcast. Whether you're following the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, make sure you choose the subscribe button so you'll receive new segments when they're released. Plus, check out my new book, The Spiritual Artist, now available on Amazon.com. In the meantime, be still, listen, and know that you are a spiritual artist.